At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 123. Rowland, go ahead and tell them.
Well, go ahead and join our Discord. I say this every single episode, and I know you guys hear it. In the last week, over 20,000 of you guys have listened, so I know you hear my disclaimer. So just go ahead and join the Discord. You know, we tell you why. You know, you can get a free movie out of it once we hit 30 members. You know, possible giveaway soon in the future. You know, obviously, we need members to do that. So, you know, go ahead and join the Discord.
All right.
If you want.
You should. You should want to.
Yeah, you should want to.
All right. So, this is a rumor, but it says Nintendo might be gearing up for a GameCube controller comeback.
Isn't there, like, a GameCube controller kind of, like, for the Switch?
Well, it's just a regular GameCube controller, but you have a GameCube adapter.
Oh.
Like I have for my PC. You just plug it into the Switch. Yeah. And it's the same port. It'll work on a GameCube. Like, usually it's when they... Because everybody's favorite controller for Super Smash Bros. Is the GameCube controller. So anytime they release Super Smash Bros., they remake the GameCube controllers.
Okay. So what would this controller be like? Just a regular GameCube controller or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll go ahead and read it here though.
Alright.
Get your pinches of salt ready, it says here. Because it's time for more Nintendo rumor discussion. In a break from usual proceedings, this one isn't about to switch to. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Instead, the latest speculation is focused on the GameCube controller and how it might be making a comeback. This comes from a recent resetter thread via a hidden one on Famaboards, where user randomly random 67 goes into component shipments that they believe are for Switch 2 production and other Nintendo products. And yes, one of those other Nintendo products is naturally a GameCube controller. So they're going to probably make a GameCube controller for the Switch 2.
Possibly.
Most likely.
And basically, they usually only remake or bring out the GameCube controller in production when there's going to be a new Super Smash Bros. Game. So, yeah. This might be a new Super Smash Bros. For the Switch 2. And that's why we're seeing this. So, maybe. Like I say, it's a rumor. It may cool. not be true at all. But I'm... Long live the GameCube. GameCube will never die.
GameCube will never die. As long as Nintendo's around.
Yeah, they'll always be around.
But it says here now, rumors of a new GameCube pad for Nintendo Switch Online, most likely, you know, says here, have been doing the rounds for a while, notably flagged by Dataminer Luigi Blood earlier this year. but randomly random, 67's recent post suggests that the controller is now in active production. This is a GameCube pad.
Yeah, so, it's just a controller. The people that write this, they're Britain, so they say weird things.
Since,
yeah,
like how they hold their pinky up when they drink tea.
Yeah.
No offense to all you British fans out there. But I got here, but he says here, this is, you know, thanks to shipments of Rumbler Motor TRW-1230. Prepare for lots of codes like this. Just to let you guys know, there's a few codes in this article. and its attachments to the mysterious HGUO480 project, which is to be believed to be an upcoming controller of some sort. According to Resetera's post, TRW-1230 is the same rumble motor that is, you know, currently used in the GameCube controllers, and the same one that appears in the Nintendo Switch Online, Nintendo 64 pad, or Nintendo or controller, you know, British. But it says here also, you know, though the post claims that this unlikely that, you know, this part order relates to the pre-existing model of the Nintendo 64 controller.
Right.
Okay, so I got here also, you know, there's a bunch of other components listed in the shipment that, you know, randomly random 67 speculates could be a part of the GC controller. You know, revival. I'm not saying I'm skipping the pad part.
Yeah.
That's stupid. specific LED light covers, trigger covers, and more. Might be some LED lights on the GameCube controller.
Cool.
That would be cool. Imagine like a GameCube controller. You know how the Rogue is with the
with the rings around.
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine that.
Oh, that'd be cool. There are modders that do crap like that, like all the time, and it looks really cool.
I would like to see that by Nintendo, though, just like cool like that.
Nintendo.
You know, they do.
They probably would.
They do basic stuff, though. You know, how the Nintendo Pro Controller is. You literally can see, like, the inside.
Yeah, of the, it's so pretty cool.
Pro Controller.
Yeah.
It is cool. But, on top of all this, the post claims that, you know, these parts are used for the current GameCube controller. Here's the code. The CFS 8280, for those wondering, are likely, you know, being reused as is for the new controller. So these possible like parts are going to be used for the, you know, new controller that's coming out. It says here, naturally it wouldn't be a rumor post without some talk of the Switch 2. Ooh, that's fun. but it says here, discussion also looks like other part shipments believed to be the next Nintendo console. So it's not just, you know, the Switch 2. Or not just GameCube controllers, you know, possible parts
Switch
for the Switch 2
controllers. Or even Pro controllers, you know, they're whatever their Joy-Cons are, their Pro controllers, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, they're obviously making all that right now, you know.
Oh,
They're making the console itself, the Joy-Con. Yeah. Because, you know, they don't skip around on that stuff. The main parts of the Switch, they don't skip around on it, like the Pro Controller and all that.
Right.
So, it says here, while the part quantities appear to be on the rise, the numbers suggest that they aren't at mass production levels yet. You know, potentially suggesting that a Switch 2 launch might not be quite as intimate as many of us would like. So you're saying Switch 2 like production isn't, you know, that much right now, like not much of it's going on.
Right. I mean, they're getting the parts in.
Yeah, they're not really worried
about production.
Yeah, they're not really.
They won't start production probably until they announce the console.
Yeah, I'd say that. And then, you know, obviously in the next 6 months or so, they're going to release it. or a little bit more, maybe a year or so, they'll release the console. Right. I'd say 2026.
For what?
The Switch 2, they come out.
You think?
I'd say 2026. I'd say 9 years after the original Switch comes out.
I think it'll come out next year.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, they just have, you know, just certain different parts of that, you know, for the GameCube controllers and, you know, Switch 2, possibly, so.
Yeah, so hopefully we do get a new GameCube controller. Whether, I've seen two different ways people look at it. This one, like it was saying, that it might be an expansion to Nintendo Switch Online. Hell, you have NES, SNES, N64. They might add a GameCube tier.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't think that's going to be it. I think it's more likely. Well, the thing is with the GameCube games is they're new enough to remake in a better graphics and sell it for $40 to $60. Like they did with Metroid Prime Remastered.
Yeah.
You know,
you wouldn't tell that was like an older game.
Right, because the graphics look good enough to just put a fresh coat of paint on and then sell it for $40.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Metroid Prime Remastered, it looks good. It looks really good. Same thing they did with Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. It was a GameCube game they remade. It looks good. So I'd say for GameCube specifically, where they can do that and make more money, they won't put it on Nintendo Switch Online. I could be wrong. They might, but I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
Because they remade, not really remade, but they I guess they did remake. Remember Super Mario Sunshine, part of the Super 3D All-Stars? They remade it. Which I guess they technically remade Super Mario 64 2 and Super Mario Galaxy, but still, I still think that they won't add GameCube to Nintendo Switch Online. At least not in the Switch's life cycle. Maybe next year. Not yet next Switch year, but next gen, they will.
Yeah. But that's what I was going to say. I was going to say they're probably going to add like the GameCube selection to Switch whenever the Switch 2 comes out. Maybe. They're going to like just announce it and stuff whenever they, who knows, maybe announce the Switch 2 or something like that.
Maybe.
Possibly. Which that would be really good.
To me, the price would go up even more. So to me, I'd rather just them remake the game than jack up the price again on Nintendo Switch Online.
Going, you would have, you know, newer Switch games. You would have NES, SNES, Nintendo 64, GameCube.
Well, Sega Genesis is part of the Nintendo Switch Online too.
Going. A lot of games.
It is a lot of
games. Still, the fact that they're still adding to the like NES and stuff, because you know, obviously not every game's on there.
Right. Not even close. But there was so many games released for that console.
Not even close. But you know, still
what's crazy is for the Nintendo 64 on the Nintendo Switch Online, the original Smash Brothers isn't even on there yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really checked that out. I haven't checked out the Nintendo 64 one.
What they should do, they should remake Super Smash Brothers Melee. Oh, that would be amazing. I would love that. That's the best Smash, in my opinion. Like, it's such a good game. They won't. That's something they won't do, but I'd love to, if they would.
Yeah, I highly doubt they're going to. Yeah, but, you know,
they'd rather just release another one, which I get, you know.
They'd rather just, you know, make a whole new Smash Bros. Like they're going to probably do for the Switch too. They're probably going to make that like maybe a release title or something like that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they most likely will do that.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on. New Xbox console accidentally released early by Walmart.
Do you accidentally release a new console?
I've seen a picture of it sitting on the shelf. Like, they accidentally put it on the shelf early? Like,
it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the full white Xbox Series X.
Digital only, though.
Yeah, that's the only sucky part about it. But, you know, it still looks clean.
It
looks
oh,
really
it definitely
clean.
Does. If they would have made that in the disc version, ooh, man.
Imagine nice. That, like, you know, on your setup. Just like, you know how you have the white desk. Mm-hmm. And stuff. It looks so clean from the picture I've seen of
it. Sitting next to my Switch OLED white and my Ally white.
Oh, yeah. It'll look nice. But what I got here is Walmart has accidentally released a new Xbox console early. Again, I don't know how you do that.
How do you actually? You know, like, you put it on the shelf. It's like, well,
like,
I don't
know
understand how you put it
out
there.
But how do you even have it yet?
Maybe it's just, I don't know.
I mean, it does come out, like, soon, actually. I think, like, the 20...
Yeah, but still. 29th.
But, like, you really... Yeah, it's like 29th.
It wasn't supposed to release until the 15th. But this came out earlier. Today's the 17th time of recording, but it came out, like, at the beginning of the week.
Yeah. But yeah, Walmart accidentally released a new Xbox console early. Retailers breaking street dates isn't anything new. But, you know, usually when it happens, it's, you know, video games being released too soon. And not consoles. Like, full-out consoles.
It's kind of so ridiculous. Just, like,
yeah, how do you, like, a whole Xbox, like, oh, I'm going to put it on the shelf. I know
like, we
it's
knew
not
it was happening, like, we talked about it. Yeah, but still, like, it. We didn't know it, exactly what it looked like.
Well, now we do. Looks
yeah,
nice.
It's clean.
I know. Your PC.
If you could so put a disk drive in it. Yeah. The PC is six.
But you could. You can probably most likely put a disk drive in it.
Yeah, but it'd take a lot of mod. Probably have to cut yeah. plastic and crap.
You're going to have to force it in.
yeah.
But, you know, it says here, that, you know, it happens that video games soon to be released, especially games of highly anticipated variety. Rarely does a retailer accidentally release a piece of hardware early, like, you know, a controller, a console, etc. But you somehow do that. How do you just... I don't get it.
I have no idea. I think I would realize if I'm messing up by putting
yeah,
this
like,
on the
like,
shelf.
Oh, crap.
When this that one doesn't look anything me. Like the ones that are already on the shelf.
Probably some old grandma.
Probably don't know anything about gaming.
Yeah, she's like, oh, this one's just different.
oh, must be a new version. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. Not supposed to be out yet.
yeah. yeah, but it says here.
I wonder if they
the
sold it. Like, I wonder if somebody tried to buy it.
Probably, honestly. If I seen that and I had money... I'd be like, oh crap.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't know if it'd be, like, available to purchase yet.
Yeah, the.
Because it's not released yet? Like, technically, I don't know. That'd be weird. Like, I'd be mad. Like, hey, I want that. And then they'd be like, no, I can't sell it to you until for a couple days. They'd be like, bull crap, it's on the shelf.
I'd say, like, they wouldn't have it in the system yet.
I'd say not. But to put it on the shelf, usually you scan it. And then it
yeah
see.
True
so because when I so stocked at they, Walmart and stuff like you'd scan the stuff and
I feel like though yeah I see Walmart workers do that all the time
yeah
but I feel like the price wouldn't be in the system yet
well I guess if it was supposed to release in a couple of days like it, stuff would be
it might be yeah but
like if it was several weeks before probably not but a couple of days like,
yeah.
They probably have them in the system already and just go and put them on the shelf when release day comes.
Yeah.
But
they just go ahead and get that over with so they don't have to worry about it in the future.
I don't know. When I worked, I didn't work in electronics, so I wasn't sure, like, when they put stuff like that in the system. But
I wonder what Walmart was at.
I don't know.
It was like all Walmart?
I didn't see if it said which Walmart.
I don't see anything on it. But... I do got here. The new white Xbox Series X is out in the wild, though thanks to Walmart. A few days before, it doesn't say which Walmart, it just says Walmart. But you know, a few days, you know, before its release, back in June, Microsoft announced three new Xbox Series X consoles. One of these was an all-digital version of the Xbox Series X in white, or more specifically a robot white. I don't know what a robot white is.
I think it's the same as like the Series S.
Yeah.
Not it's Series. Yeah, white. The Series S and then the Xbox One S.
But that's what Microsoft describes. They want it to be all fancy. Robot. White.
I haven't seen very many white robots, though. Like, most of them are gray.
Titanium kind of color.
Like silver.
Yeah, they're not white. White. I'm pretty sure the only white robots I've really seen, I'm pretty sure that movie iRobot or something like that with Will Smith.
Yeah. WALL-E, like it has like a white robot. That girl robot, whatever crap. But...
Yeah. WALL-E's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But the all digital machine features a 1 terabyte SSD, which obviously you can get more probably.
Yeah,
you and it retails at, you know, $500, making it a bit cheaper than the standard Xbox Series X. So it's exactly $500, besides including tax and stuff. But
this October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Cheaper? It said white? They said the white version is cleaner. They said it's cheaper.
Well, it's probably because it's discless.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, probably. Because, you know, the disk drive obviously costs more than make and stuff.
Right.
But it says here the console has been available for pre-order since August, but, you know, it doesn't release until October 14th. Which is the 17th now. So is it out?
Yeah. It's been out. Came out on my birthday.
Summer should have got you that for your birthday. Sure. What's she doing?
I do have PC, so I could play Xbox games, but I'd be cold head.
Said fire your wife.
I should.
But you know, with those who haven't ordered the console yet, you know, but you are interested in owning it, we'll maybe get your hands on it early though. Over on Reddit, one Xbox fan, you know, relayed word that they found the console for sale early while walking around their local Walmart. So it was for sale. It had a price tag. So it literally showed like the Xbox Series X. It had the little price tag on there and everything like that. So they literally did it. Like,
they sold it.
They scanned it and everything. Did they sell it?
I don't know. I would assume. I would assume the first person that walked in there and seen it, they would have bought it.
Oh, crap. That's mine. Give me it.
Especially if it was early.
I would say I'm the first person in the world with the white Xbox Series X.
Yeah, probably. That'd be cool. Probably was, besides like the developers and crap.
Yeah. You know,
Spencer has one.
Yeah, Phil Spencer's playing right now.
Probably.
He's probably playing the cylinder looking one right now.
He's probably playing Switch.
Honestly, I wouldn't doubt it. But, it says here, where in the country this Walmart is, we don't know. So we literally don't know what Walmart it is. We don't know what country. I'd say United States.
I would assume, yeah.
Or like where it is, but you know, it is possible that this is also the case at other locations as well. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it's already released now, but might have to go when I get you, maybe not tomorrow, but sometime this weekend, go and see if it's in Punks.
Yeah. Who knows? It might be. But, the Xbox fans also claim that the console is running cooler than the original. Mm-hmm. So, it's cooler. It has a better fan, apparently, than the Xbox Series X original version. Though, this is likely just because it's newer and not collected the same level of dust as, you know, one fan. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like how my PC used to be quiet as can be. Now it's a jet.
Definitely a jet.
Says here, now that, you know, Xbox users are seeing actual images of the console, not just of product shots, they are divided over the design. Of course, some like the sleek and pristine white look. Others think, you know, the lack of the disk drive makes it look a little odd. I mean, yeah, not seeing that little disc slit would be kind of weird. It still looks really clean,
They should have added the disc drive. Just the white version.
Yeah. I mean, then just make a digital white version if you don't want a disc drive, obviously.
Yeah. But, you know.
Just make the disc drive version more. That's your solution right there.
Yep.
like what, you know, PS5 did.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said it looks fresh as heck. But, you know, they just can't justify it not having a disc drive. Reads one comment on the post above. Did I even put that tweet? No, I didn't. It was like a tweet or something like that, I guess.
No,
I didn't see it on the thing.
Nobody likes Twitter.
Yeah, screw Twitter. But yeah, another comment reads, it looks weird to me without the disc slot, like not having a belly button or something.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. I'd say that makes total sense. But yeah, that's literally all I have on that. Just, you know, the white it does look, I like the look of it though. It looks clean.
It does. Looks nice.
It's like the Red Ally. It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. All right, moving on to our last topic. Xbox Game Pass will soon get a feature it first announced years ago. You go ahead and read this. I want to go get some more water.
Let's see here. First announced years ago, the ability to begin streaming games you own on Xbox, but, you know, that aren't part of the Game Pass, will go into testing for insiders beginning in November. So in November, you're going to be able to stream games like you own on Xbox that aren't a part of the Game Pass. It'll, you know, add another meaningful perk to the Netflix-like subscription program, letting players stream games like Baldur's Gate 3 and Elden Ring, but you know, that they own but aren't part of an existing Game Pass library. So you can literally just stream games, kind of like how PlayStation Play is, or the Share Now thing or whatever on PlayStation. I don't know if it's on PS5. I'm assuming it is. But that's according to a new report by The Verge, which says that, you know, the Xbox expanded cloud gaming feature will, you know, go into live tests for members of the Xbox Insider program next month. It's not clear which games will be part of the first wave, but presumably at some point in the future, a good portion of players' digital game libraries will be accessible over their cloud mobile devices, laptops, gaming PCs, and handhelds. But at least, you know, if they're and Game Pass Ultimate subscriber. So, Ashton, what this is, it's a streaming thing. You can stream your games.
That you already own.
Yeah, that you already own. You can, yeah. So you're going to be able to do
it. Which is what everybody thought Game Pass was when it first came out. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of what they said it was going to be, but they're just now adding it.
They're like, the original idea, we're going to add.
Yeah. It's like, so, I don't even remember what the crap I was playing back then. So I was probably playing like 2K20 or 21 or something. And I was like, oh yeah, I can play it on my, you know, on the go or whatever. But then they never added it. So that's when we got it for Switch, so you could play it on the go.
I remember that's kind of like whenever the Xbox Cloud app first dropped and stuff like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what we thought we'd be able to do, but then you couldn't do the games you own. It had to be their games that they added to the service.
Yeah. So it's on, you know, mobile, laptops, PC, gaming handhelds, PC itself. You know, like all that. But this functionality was first teased back in 2020. You literally just said that. As part of the Project X Cloud beta, but it wasn't a part of the final launch version. Oh, Danimal.
Sponsored by Danimal. Yeah. Not really, I wish.
I'm sponsored by LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
Sprite Cranberry. It's empty, sadly. But... wait, no. Microsoft again teased that cloud streaming would be expanded to games outside of Game Pass near the end of 2022. Here's a quote here by them. We're excited to share that later this year, it's our intent to roll out the ability of Game Pass Ultimate members to play from the cloud. You know, select games they already own or have purchased outside of the Xbox Game Pass library. So
that's how it should be, in my opinion. Like, yeah, you can choose from their games that they have on there, or you can play your own.
Yeah. And you can just chug that animal.
Yeah.
Good.
So, like, you wouldn't have to download your games if you wanted to play them. Like, you could play them on the cloud.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing I like about Game Pass. You can play most of the games on the cloud without having to download it.
Yeah, if you have a decent Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, if you don't, you're screwed. Just go ahead and download it. Might take a few days.
Don't.
Sully, if I were, don't have Momo's Wi-Fi.
don't have Frontier Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Frontier West Virginia's Wi-Fi.
I don't think it's in other states. I think it's just West Virginia has Frontier.
South Suddenlink is just West Virginia as well.
Yeah.
But it says here, Xbox editorial head Will Tuttle wrote at the time that never, you know, materialized either, though. 2 years later, it sounds like whatever technical snags or other problems that was previously interfering have smoothed over, and Microsoft is ready to begin expanding the cloud gaming, you know, in earnest. That initiative would be coming alongside a recently announced move to begin selling Xbox games directly inside of the Xbox app on Android devices. What about iPhone? Can I not do that on iPhone? Huh?
Apparently Microsoft? Not yet.
They said iPhone's trash.
I'd rather have iPhone.
You can't get hacked.
Yeah.
But it says here, following a court mandate against Google, as well as a recent, you know, increase in the Game Pass price, as we talked about. We talked about how, like, you know, Game Pass went from, like, Game Pass Ultimate subscription went from $18 to $20. And, you know, the other ones went up, like, $2 or a little bit more.
Yeah.
But this new version of Xbox Cloud Gaming would bring it much closer to NVIDIA's GeForce Now, which lets users stream PC games they have already owned to other devices. It says here, including less, you know, powerful PC hardware that wouldn't be able to run those games, you know, natively. So you literally just have to stream it. It's like my trash PC here couldn't run God of War Ragnarok. You know it can, I bet. But if it could.
Maybe. Can't run 2K25.
Apparently not.
Well, your graphics card don't have enough VRAM, so.
I got enough RAM. I don't know. It was VRAM.
Yeah, you're a gigabyte short on the VRAM for your graphics card. Bruh.
But. It says here. The biggest difference is that, you know, NVIDIA currently offers, you know, the perk as part of a free subscription tier, you know, outbuilt with notable convenient, like, lower resolution and timed sessions. That's the thing that sucks. I remember back when Fortnite Mobile first got banned.
Mm-hmm.
the only way to play it was like through NVIDIA.
Yeah.
And it has a time thing, like you can only play like an hour. And then you have to restart.
Unless you pay for it.
Yeah. So I hated that. So
now, so, like, you can play it on xCloud.
Yeah. Also, Android devices have it now. Back to, like, Android and stuff have it back.
Yeah.
What about iPhone?
Well, we talked about it going back to iPhone, but it's only in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sucky. Why does Europeans get special treatment? But, yeah, that's all I have for that.
All right. Guys, we appreciate you for listening. Join our Discord, like we say every single episode.
Please, you know, we'll talk to you guys. We don't, you know, use the Discord anymore. Because, you know, you guys don't talk, you don't do anything. So, you know, what's the point?
That's true. Like, we say anything on there, doing announcements, nobody says anything, you know.
Like, we got 20 members in there, and there's like, no.
They're all
mute. Why'd you join?
Mute.
Why'd you join if you're not going to talk?
Yeah, exactly. But, anyway, follow all of our podcast socials. We got Twitch Kick YouTube, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We do have Facebook now.
Finally. After a year and how many months?
Half or so. I don't know.
Like five.
No, not half. Four months.
4 months. Yeah, 4 months.
But buy merch on Redbubble and Printify and TeePublic.
Yep.
Brylin. We do have anything else? We mainly use TeePublic now.
TeePublic.
It's the cheapest out of all of those.
Yeah, it's the cheapest and
best. You know,
they have all the, they have all the designs and stuff like that. Here we have, you know, as you can see the background, if Ashton posts the video,
which you probably won't because it takes too much time and Wi-Fi.
But I got a dark controller with the two brothers gaming.
Yeah, it looks like a big neon sign.
I like it a lot. It looks nice.
It does look.
But, yeah, you can go check out the merch. It's pretty nice quality. Yes. My shirts that I ordered are actually at Ashton's right now. I go there tomorrow, so.
Yeah, you get to wear your shirt.
We might record some episodes this weekend, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Saturday. Maybe. All right, guys, we appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.